Hey, this is Ash and Mel. Welcome to the ITJ Alone Together podcast, where we talk about life from the perspective of your favorite ITJs.
Hello.
Two, three. I'm going to see if it looks.
You're counting.
12 seconds.
Okay, I'll wait.
11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, I think we're good.
So excited.
I feel like they fixed all the bugs while we were out on vacation because we sent all those emails to fix it.
I know. You effing.
Fix it, dude.
This was so exhausting. Oh, thank goodness. I'm so glad this is working. A little beginning.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Ashley. I mean, everyone is just us.
I know. It's literally just the two of us talking. It's okay. Hi. Oh, so good to be back.
Same.
It's been a while.
Are you still jet lagged?
You know what? I woke up at 6:30 this morning.
That's not bad.
Which was the first time in over a week because previously 5, 4, 3, 1, all that.
My sleep has been messed up too after coming back from Florida.
Oh, really? Because it's 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
Three, four.
I mean, it was terrible like going there, but also coming back.
Oh, really? It was actually easier for me. Okay. Anyway, we can get into that. So today we're talking about travel, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because
I'm just gonna catch you guys up on what's been happening the last 2, 3. Maybe 3 weeks.
No,
it's been a while since we've recorded something.
Yeah, yeah. Because you took your MCAT, and
It's been a while. Well, not really. It's like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
No, I was like, anyway. Point is, we've been busy and took a little break.
Good for our soul.
Yeah, got the app working now. Not that we did anything, but it's working now, and yeah. Good to, so anyway, we're going to talk about travel while talking about my trip is kind of what we decided how we're going to structure this. So, and your trip, yay! Which is one of, I think probably like one of the best ways to get me talking is to like ask me about like trips or travel or tips or where you're going or tell me about where you're going or experiences.
Ashley told me before she left for everyone to know that she was going to practice packing her suitcase before she left. And I told her that she should get this game, this app on the phone that I found.
Oh,
that's
I forgot
a game
about
where
that.
You just like pack a suitcase and you try and fit little, you know, bits and pieces inside the suitcase. I feel like you would really love that game. She might get addicted
totally
to it.
I totally forgot like about that. That's so fun. I love packing. When you said, like, before Ashley left, I told her, I was like, I do not remember what she was going to say. Yes, I love, yeah. So anyway, this will be interesting because we're going to kind of go through like the process of like planning and then going on my trip. And that'll kind of bring up a whole lot of different topics and quirky features. Maybe, apparently liking packing is like a weird thing.
Yeah, I definitely
to Melissa.
Just threw everything in my suitcase like hours before I left for the airport.
No, okay.
I guess tell everyone like where you went and like why or like.
Well, I mean, you probably don't even know. Truly, like this has been like a 2-year process.
Oh, I did not know.
It was a trip that a coworker or ex-coworker slash friend of mine, current friend, ex-coworker, we're not ex-friends, we had talked about, and we both love traveling and we'd always wanted to do like a trip together, but we couldn't because we both did the same thing and there was no way our boss was going to let us go at the same time. So I left and moved. And so now we were able to get the time off. So last, I think November or December is when we actually started to like purchase things. So It literally, so there was like the idea started about like 2 years ago, I'd say. And then the actual like planning stuff started like November, December last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I personally like plan way ahead for trips and like, especially like international trips. I can't imagine like less than 6 months ahead of time. Like that's crazy to me. So yeah, I went to, I did a tour of the UK and Ireland. So that includes England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, and Northern Ireland. So I did all those countries, they're actually countries, in 2 weeks on a tour. And it was
The pictures look so good.
Really? Oh, I'm so glad you think so.
If you want to follow her, you're going to have to give them your handle because I don't remember it. Or follow the hamster dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, follow my hamster. My fuzzy little hamster. It's, Hammy underscore the underscore hamster.
Yeah.
So on Instagram. And you can see some fun photos of my little hamster friend that came along with me
traveling along.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. Yep, that's probably the best way to see some of the photos. So he's really cute and friendly. So
how did you like find your, because I think a lot of people I talk to, like some, well, maybe it's 50-50, some people go through travel agents, some people will check flights on their own.
I can't imagine paying someone to plan. I wouldn't even, I can't, yeah, no. I mean, so with the tour, okay, I've never done a tour before, but my friend who I went with, she only like does tours. And I was
through a company.
Yeah, it was like this company. It was the one we ended up doing was called, like, the tour company's called Expat Explorer.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they're like one newer one, but basically, I mean, I'm used to doing my own research and planning and scheduling and all that, and that's usually what I do. But she definitely like feels way more comfortable planning her own, or like having someone through a tour. Planning. Yeah,
yeah.
And I'd never been on one, and so I kind of beforehand went through and picked out places I wanted to see, and so like I had a list of all the places I want to go to that were like minimum, like in Ireland, like the Ring of Kerry and the Cliffs of Moher and the Giant's Causeway, where I remember were all three very specific places like I had to see while I was in Ireland. And so we just looked at like all the different tour companies and found one that had a route that went to those places.
All of them,
and and like this company basically was the only one that was going to do all those places, so it was pretty easy to pick that one. But I mean, it probably could be done without a tour company,
right?
But it was just, you know, she felt more comfortable with that way, and I thought, oh, it could be a fun experience. So yeah, it was good. So it's pretty easy. I mean, when you do a tour, like, you literally don't have to do anything besides, like, figure out your flights.
Yeah. So they have you have accommodations for you to sleep at.
And you're bringing up all these different ideas. So, like, you go and you experience something, and then you have all these things like, well, next time I would do something differently.
Right. Because, I mean, like, I've never been on a tour either. Like, when I do international travel or like any trip, to be honest, like I usually plan things myself
and
there's definitely
like pros and cons. So pros being they book all the accommodations, you see like an enormous amount in a very, very, very short amount of time. I mean, 2 weeks sounds like a lot, but it's really not when you take into account all the driving and stopping and all that.
Yeah.
So that's really great. And I actually, the introvert that I am, I actually really liked being on the tour with the bunch of different people.
Other people?
Some of them were so funny. And I was definitely like the youngest one, probably by about like 5 years. and some were like really old people, but we still like had I mean, there was a bunch of like Australians and Canadians and people from New Zealand.
Oh. I mean, like, even though we're introverted, I feel like I love meeting people from other countries, right, and cultures, and just people who are so different.
Some were so funny. You know, they have
probably great life stories.
And then, like, they all, like, fell in love with, like, Cammy the hamster by the end. And it was just, like, so that part was, like, really cool. And you just meet all these different people. Yeah. And for some of them, this was, like, the trip of a lifetime. Like, this one couple had a kid who's, like, he has, like, Down syndrome. And he's, you know, probably about my age, but, you know, they have to take care of him.
Was he traveling?
No, but this was like the one, it was, I think it was like their 30th or 40th anniversary. And so it was the one trip they were going to be able to do on their own. And so they had, he was like staying in like a care home while they were gone. But normally, like, they never get any time to themselves. So it was just really, yeah, like, just all these different stories of people that came and how they decided to come on this one. And anyway, you just meet a lot of really interesting people and different stories. And I don't know, this is it's going to sound sort of funny, but I just thought it was so cool that we all sort of came from these different countries all over the world, yet we're all here for, like, one purpose and one fun, like, event, basically,
like, united travelers,
like,
like a community,
everyone getting along, and we're all not so different.
You have one goal.
We're just, it's, even though we come from different countries that maybe don't always, like, get along or, like, bicker or whatnot, in reality we're not, like, that different. So anyway, I won't be too.
So the tour booked the accommodations and the food. How was that?
Not so great. So
were you,
I will,
like,
say,
or, like,
no, I mean, they were hotels, but some of them were, like, not, and I think this is part of just being in Europe, is the buildings in general are a lot older, so our standards are kind of maybe a little different. So I don't really know, because,
like, in comparison to a super eight,
I'd say a lot of them were kind of like super eight, like, as far as quality, but not as like sketchy as, like, I wouldn't be afraid of, like, getting raped in the parking lot or anything like that. Like, that's, I wasn't necessarily afraid for my safety. It was more just like the,
was it dirty or just like,
so, okay, for example,
smell,
for example, the place we stayed in Liverpool, oh, so you're gonna freak out, my friend,
were there spiders?
No, just listen.
Okay, continue, sorry.
So, like, we are, like, crawling into, like, bed that night, and she opens, like, the sheets on her bed and, like, starts to slide into her, like, bed sheets.
Oh no.
And
oh,
all of a sudden she feels like a wet spot.
No, take it back. Take it all the way back.
And obviously, like, she lost her mind, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. And it's like 11 o'clock, and I went down and found people, and they went and, anyway,
did they change the sheets for you?
Well, of course. Like, what?
I mean, it's a fair question to ask.
Oh, like, my goodness. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, it was hard to know if, like, it was, like, a big deal or not. Like, it was probably water, but then, like, you really don't know, because it was, like, inside the sheets, and it wasn't on top, and it was more wet inside than it was out. Anyway, so there was, like, that was definitely, like, a low point. And then there was another place we stayed at when we were in Scotland, and all these hotels had the weirdest layouts. Like, to get to, like, the third floor, you had to go, like, down to the second and up half a flight, and then, like, turn left and walk down, like, a, well, they call them corridors instead of hallways, but corridor that was, I mean, literally, like, half a mile long. It was so weird, and, like, the kind of dark hallways, and anyway, so, and this was another, room in Scotland, and my sheets, like, I was, so after that, after the place in Liverpool, we were doing, like,
checked
every time
sheets
we got in there. So we like inspected and we were looking at her sheets, and so she flipped up her sheets and there was some like small but light like stains, but by then she's kind of like paranoid,
oh my
so
gosh.
That bothered her.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of looking at mine and like, yeah, I could see like there was like the duvet cover looked like it had some holes. Anyway, I don't need to go into detail.
Holes?
And then inside it looked
oh
like
my goodness.
There was like these like little black like dots or something like hard.
Like mold?
I don't know if it, like, is mold hard? Like, I could, like, when I
mean,
like,
I
when
don't
I felt
know.
It,
like,
it definitely
depends
felt
on how
like,
long it's been there.
Like, maybe, not, I don't think it was gravel, but it kind of had, like, the feel of, like, anyway, other people thought it was, might be mold. So, we changed rooms again. Anyway, long story short, if I do another tour, I'm gonna not do it with a tour that books like 2 to 3 star hotels. Like I think I would do it more like 3 to 4. I didn't realize they only booked like 2 to 3 star. If I'd known, I probably wouldn't have gone on that, because like 2 stars kind of like just barely,
that's
pretty for
low.
Me that's like hostel status. So
yeah,
which
might as well
you
sleep
know
on someone's couch
like
at
we
that
survived
point.
It's fine, but I don't know. Is there's like a quality to it that I kind of expect, personally.
Right.
So there is that.
Especially if you're paying that much money for it, because I mean, tours
yeah,
are expensive.
Like this one. I mean, they, you know, of course, like they were like, oh, you're really, you know, getting a really good deal, and this is a lot of quality. But then you also factor into that you're not picking like every single activity you do, and they're probably going to be scheduling you for activities like maybe you wouldn't have paid for if you had the choice.
Right.
So there were like optional, a lot of like optional things. Like there was a tour, like the tour group went to a couple dinner and a show things in Scotland and another one in Dublin. And for my friend and I, like we don't drink. And we don't really eat like a lot of crazy meats, and I don't really like staying out late, and I'm such like old person, but it was gonna be like £55, something like that, one of them was, and another one was like 60 some euros. Anyway, basically that's probably, you're looking at like $60 to $70 for this thing. So long story short, we decided not to do those things because they didn't really feel like money well spent for us. But other people liked them. So I don't know. It's just like really look into the itinerary, really look into like the details, and see if it fits well with you. I think I was just like, oh, I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, especially when you haven't been on one before.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't,
you're not,
like, you
like,
don't,
you
know,
don't know
which
to
questions
to
ask or whatnot.
Yeah.
So, and I think there were some things about this trip that my friend said she hadn't ever come across, like the poor hotel quality or the crazy days. Like, they had us getting up at, I mean, there was days breakfast was like 6:30 in the morning. And so that, which means you probably had to get up at 5:30. And so pretty much every day we had to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning on vacation. And
I mean, like if it's a jam packed,
well, it's like,
you know,
that, but it was like every single day for 2 weeks. And it's not just, you're getting up at 6, 5:30, 6. And then if there were some days where
you start going at like 7:30 or
yeah,
8.
For sure. And then you're not getting back to your hotel room till 9, 10 o'clock at night. So super long days, and definitely not a lot of sleep. And I don't know. I would just look at the itinerary, because for me, I kind of am done after around 5 or 6 in the evening. Like I kind of need just a couple hours in the evening, even if I'm on, I don't know, just sustainability wise. So those are just some things you can think about if any of you out there are planning on doing like a tour or a travel or like want that experience.
If you had to do it again, would you plan it on your own?
I mean, I really had a lot of fun fun with this friend of mine. So
yeah,
I think I would go on like another tour. I would just ask more questions and look more into it. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to personally like investing a little more so that my accommodations are a little bit nicer, because that really is like a comforting thing for me. Like, I don't care really what we do. Just, I want to be able to know that I'm going to come back and have like a comfortable, nice place to sleep and maybe be able to sleep right. in a little bit more. Like, I came back so exhausted.
Yeah, as we've already like realized, already mentioned, sleep is the number one
important thing, which has been great since I've been getting back, because, well, it took me a week to adjust, but now I'm able to go to sleep at like 9 o'clock, and I've been getting up a little earlier, which has been so lovely. Mm-hmm. Been nice. Anyway, so there's some of the things that I remember doing, but I mean I think I would go on a tour just because I know she wouldn't do anything else. And I have done trips with friends where after like a week or two, you kind of start to get tired, and trying to work out the details and problem solve 2 weeks into a trip can be a little bit like straining on your relationship.
Right. Unless you've planned everything before.
Yeah.
You get
which
there.
Even if you're like the best planner, there's always going to be things that come up. So yeah.
Like you miss a bus.
Yeah, and there's going to, anyway, and when you're kind of sleep deprived, I don't know, it can just sometimes be a little bit like hard on your relationships when you, like, because these things have come up and maybe you've never had like a arguments before, you don't know how to like work things out.
Right. You don't know how you're going to react.
Or you just like end the trip on kind of like a bitter note because you've sort of maybe had some arguments like partway through because you both weren't like at your best because you were tired and frustrated or stressed out, or like things came up that differences, and I don't know. So
yeah,
in that sense,
so along this kind of line of travel, like what kind of person would you prefer like having a travel buddy as?
So yeah, I think,
like, what are some of the qualities of your...
For me, personally, I like someone that... I mean, this is going to start...
Planner or no planner?
I feel like you're asking me, like, what kind of person, like, do you see yourself with in a real...
Except for traveling. Because, let's be real.
Well, I feel like you just want to have someone that's similar to you and has similar... sort of travel styles and expectations. From me in the past, I just know about myself that like it's not enjoyable if it's like too fast, so it needs to be a little bit slower maybe than some people might like paced well. So for example, the first time I went to Europe, I totally thought like, oh, you can just go hop city every day, like go to new city every day and it's fine. But when I actually did it, I realized that I got so drained because every day you're trying to like navigate confusing train systems and bus systems and trying to get everywhere. And by the time I got to my hotel room, like I just didn't want to go out. So I realized that for me, I need to go someplace and like have a couple, at least a couple days in between travel days. To really like relax and get
enjoy it
without getting burnt out and feel like you didn't see anything. So I need someone that's okay with that. I've never been much for hostels. I just don't rest easy. so
not someone who
not really. I mean, I love camping, don't get me wrong, like I love backpacking and camping and all that. But I'd rather sleep in a tent outside than stay in a gross, like, I don't know if gross is the right word. It's all relative, but a room.
There's something about, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like a dingy room compared to like a
tent. Yeah, for sure. Like, there's just, I, anyway, I, I've stayed at a hostel once before, but it was, we had our own private room. Even then, it was kind of sketchy. It's what you expect. So I personally like to spend a little bit more than probably the average person my age on accommodations.
I've told you my like hostel horror story, right?
You probably have, but I don't remember.
So this is when I was like traveling with one of my friends, Peter. And we were doing cross country from Boston to California. Yeah. We stayed in a hostel in Philadelphia and we were in a room with two bunk beds and we got there and it was just like the two of us at first, but then like two guys came in like super late at night, like super drunk, like half naked. I was so lucky I was traveling with him and I was on the top bunk because, man. And like, we were only there for one night, but I was just like, dude, never again. Like, it was just so bad. I'll spare you the details, but yeah, just know that like, I saw a lot of bunks.
And not the good kind.
Oh man.
Yeah, so
I get you on the accommodations.
I definitely if I can't stay someplace where I feel safe and comfortable, probably not worth it for me.
Right.
So yeah, that's kind of I'm not definitely one of those people that's into going to really unsafe, questionably risky places. Like, I do have other friends that are more into that and that they have that curiosity. I do not. I mean, really, if I'm being honest, like the places I've been are pretty like conventionally safe and well traveled.
Touristy.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Like, well, France, England, now Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, I mean, yeah. So, and then the other, if I've gone to other places, like I've been to like Peru and Costa Rica and Mexico and Bahamas. Anyway, so all those places, if I did go to kind of more like third world country areas, I was on like a group mission trip type of thing.
Right.
So it wasn't like on my own. Anyway, so if you're looking for, you know, oh, how did you navigate the Congo? I didn't. I went to English-speaking countries for the most part.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely value safety. So that's high up on my list when I go places. Yeah, people. Like, you know, Europe for the most part is pretty safe.
Yeah.
Italy, yeah. Yep. But it was fun though. We had a good time and when you get back, you kind of forget all the nasty rooms and you just have like the fun pictures and yeah. So my friend and I really, really did travel well together and having everything planned in some ways, was good for us because I'm pretty sure that had it just been me, which kind of seems to happen a lot when I go on trips. I don't know about you, Mel, but I do end up kind of being the person that keeps track of everything and has all like the papers and forms and has everything organized. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one like making sure we like check in on time and get places and like
that's just our function.
When I let my dad do it when we were in Italy, it did not go well. Like, he had booked the train tickets, but he hadn't thought about how to get from the train to the hotel.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and it turned about, like, there was one night he thought he had booked a hotel in Monaco. So we got off at the train at Monaco, which is where our tickets had been bought to go to. And then we literally get on like the bus and then we're telling the guy like, oh, this is the hotel. And he's like, that's not here. So we took back.
Yeah,
and then we ended up getting like dropped off at this train station in the middle of nowhere, and it's like the sun setting, and there's nothing in sight. There's not even cars. It's just this little like train stop building.
Yeah.
And luckily some nice people took us to our hotel, but there was no way. Anyway, it could have been really bad. And after that, I was just like, so done.
Oh, man. Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah, it was not good.
And I feel like a little part of us, like, not that we always end up doing it, which, yes, but I feel like maybe sometimes we, at least for me, want to, because I trust myself more than other
100%,
people.
Especially if it's that, which I assumed, like, my dad would think about these things, but he clearly hadn't, and I had just trusted him to figure it out. But, yeah, so after that incident, we kind of were a lot more, probably not the most like frugal you could be. I mean, in Italy, we rented a car and then got GPS and we're really
found your way to the hotel.
Like did it that way rather than trying to do the public transport thing, because after that first day where we basically got stranded on a beach with our suitcases, we're like, this is not happening again.
So
just plan really well ahead. I don't know. And I have this notebook, like I print out everything, and that was super helpful in the past, because a lot of times they want to see like booking confirmation numbers. So
Or they need the
address. Yeah, and the address, you don't always have Wi-Fi. If you're like me, you're too cheap to pay for international phone plans.
Right. Sometimes I would just like screenshot and then have it in my
phone. I did that, but I also print them out, because like customs. Who knows if you're traveling and your phone like runs out of battery or you like lose your phone.
That's true.
So
we should talk about travel essentials. I have a lot of gadgets.
Do you?
And I'm sure like you have things.
Well, it's like a constant like, process. Really like I have have you ever seen my bag collection? Probably not. Other people have, and it's really embarrassing, but like bags are one of my weaknesses, because I love organization methods. And I don't even have a full-size suitcase, because I always carry on bag. So I did a carry-on bag for my 2 weeks in Ireland and England and all that stuff, like literally had all my stuff in, and it wasn't even like a duffel bag where you can fit more. It was a hard case because I wanted one with wheels. So
very common.
But I have, anyway, now things are coming back. My little like lavender sachets were amazing. many little tips there. So I'm curious about your gadgets, though, because I don't feel like I'm like that high tech when it comes to. I'm just very minimalist and well thought out.
Like, technology things compared.
Probably.
To
I mean, I didn't even bring my DSLR because I didn't have space and I didn't want to worry about it for the 2 weeks. So,
like for me, I have like tons of apps on my phone for travel things.
Oh, okay.
Like the mobile passport app, or
nice.
I have like. Airline trackers for flights so that I can see when they're delayed. But I guess like it's getting a bit long. We'll make a part two to this and like talk about all the things.
I knew this was
going to
be a series. That could be,
because we could talk forever about traveling. Cause this is just like international traveling / tours right now.
Right, we have.
But then we get into like. Local traveling, road trips,
so
camping.
Much. That's why it's really hard for me to be friends with people that don't like travel. Like there was this.
What do you even do with your
life? I know. Like I don't know if I already mentioned this, but like this one guy I went out with, and for like we were out. I guess you can call it a date. I don't know. And and we were coming back, and I was trying to make conversation or whatever, and I was like, so, and we had never talked about travel. I was like, oh, so do you like travel or you have any like places you want to go or things you want to see.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, not really. Like, I was like, oh, I like to travel. He's like, why?
Shut down. Throw the trash straight in the trash.
And he asked like, why? No. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I like to travel a lot. And he's like, oh, why? It's so anyway. Yeah.
Okay. That's not even like an actual. Oh, throw him in the trash straight in
it is possible
trash.
Though that he was trying to just he was just curious to, as to what I would say, not necessarily that he didn't like it. I don't know,
just why does anyone want to travel? Because there are things to see and places
which
to go,
yeah, which just makes me think he was trying to be it, like it wasn't like an honest question really, it was more like he was trying to like dig or see what I would say or see my reaction,
right?
Because he totally would do that. But anyway, yes, you basically have to like travel to get along with me, because that's basically what I do. I work and then I go and spend all my money on traveling.
Travel.
Yep. And I will say, a lot of people I feel like in my past have said, oh, you should just wait till you're older and retired. You have all
No. Oh, this is what I was telling you. Like, I have my list of if I die tomorrow. Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about this later too. But Ashley and I are trying to like go on a trip together. We're not going to tell you where just yet.
Because we don't really know yet. Yeah, it's TBD.
But yeah, like when we were discussing countries to go to, and we settled on one, and I was like, yeah, the other one's not on my if I die tomorrow priority list. Because there are, I mean, there are things that you want to do now. Like, you don't know if you're going to live till next week. So why am I going to wait till I'm 40
I know.
To travel?
Like, literally, when I was on my plane, like 15-hour flight to Sydney a few years ago, or however long it was, probably like 5 years ago now. Jeez, I'm getting old. I was just like Jesus, just let me get there, just let me set foot in Australia, then I can die happy.
Yeah.
It'll have been a good life. I just want to like be able to say I went there, because it was such a like a life,
right,
like lifelong bucket list thing. I had to go to Australia, right. So yeah I definitely had that thought going through my head as I'm on the plane. I'm like, it can crash on the way back. I'll be fine. Just let me get there.
Let me go down in the ocean.
Like, you better not crash us on the way over. On the way back, it's fine. I'll accept that. I'll forgive you.
Oh, man. It's okay if I get eaten by a crocodile when I land, just as long as I land.
As long as I get there and go scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef. Like, that's all I ask.
Oh, man.
So yeah, okay, well, we can make this into a series. But yeah, basically that was my brief outline of my trip, which was really beautiful, by the way. Totally go. Scotland was like
go
my favorite thing ever.
Pictures.
Yeah, I loved
go
Scotland.
Go stalk her on Instagram and see all the great pictures of Hammy the
Hamster. So Hammy, it's like Hammy _the_ hamster. He only has like 20 some followers because it's basically just my friends.
That's a lot, to be honest.
And then a couple of random people from I think there that I think followed me. And then
you're gonna have to take him on all your trips.
Well, I plan on it. I used to have a little kangaroo actually.
Oh,
but I lost him. He ran away in the forest.
Oh, no. Or hopped away.
Yeah, anyway, it's really sad. But now I have Hammy, so it's good. Anyway, and then my, if you're curious, I haven't posted any trip pictures of my trip to, like, this recent trip on this one. But my other Instagram is Ashes Like Rain, which is...
I'll tag all of
them. Oh, yeah, you probably already have tagged it. So that's, like, my photography, like, pretty pictures. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we end out, something you're talking for.
Okay.
you're so excited. I love it.
Okay. So I literally haven't thought about what I was going to say until like just a second ago. Did you have something, or do you want me to go ahead?
You can go ahead.
Well, This is random. I'm just going to say the first thing that came into my head. I mean, I'm thankful I got back and we had a really good time and all that fun jazz. But I was just, I think it was just really, you know, we were talking today and we were talking, I was like processing all my thoughts on the country we were discussing. And then to find out, like, we're both on the same page, that was just like, oh, it's like really great. Again, thankful for you, Melissa. That was like, oh, what a good, like, amazing. I'm
I feel
grateful
like you
Melissa
just
agreed with me. Otherwise,
we get sappy on each other every single week.
would never know how I
It's not me, it's
feel.
you.
No, but it was just
Oh,
like,
all the
it was,
feels.
I don't know if it was,
A
a huge,
relief.
yeah, relief, because I was sort
Yeah.
of worried that maybe you weren't feeling like you had any say in this, or that I was just the one
Yeah.
going like back and forth or not sure what to do.
Yeah.
But then to realize like, oh, you actually, well, it was good to hear like your thoughts and then realize like, oh, we actually like do have the same goals or
Right.
ideas about what we want to do. So that was really cool. And I'm really thankful because I see good things in our future.
Did I qualify as your child?
Well, we haven't traveled yet, but we will, like you said, we'll have fun no matter what. But I'm really hoping our that one particular country works out because it'll be epic.
Yeah, fingers
Yes,
crossed.
if we can be disciplined everything
Yes.
goes well. Yeah, so I guess is that a good one? I don't know if that counts. I'm thankful.
I mean, am I allowed to say if it's good if it's me? I don't know if I'm allowed to, like, I don't think I'm allowed to comment on
You do
that.
you. Go ahead.
I am thankful for your cousin this
Oh,
week.
okay.
Sorry, Ashley, you can't share the spotlight all the time.
Fine. He's cool. It's cool.
I'm really thankful for Josh.
Josh.
Josh this week. We've been doing music covers together, and it's been really nice just being able to play music. I haven't played my steel pan in such a long time, and I forgot how much I love it. And just kind of making future project goals with him with music. I don't know, it just makes me feel energized again
Yeah.
to actually be doing something with music and kind of like refinding your love of like a passionate hobby that you used to do and you just kind of like forgot about it. So that's been really nice.
Nice. Yeah. And from what I heard, the clips sound really good. But of course, they're just, you know, ones that you guys record on your
Yeah,
phone and
hopefully
posted on
the
your
whole thing sounds
story.
really good.
But from what I can hear, it sounded really
Thank
cool.
you.
I mean,
Oh man.
Josh has all his
Yeah.
fancy equipment these days.
Yeah, and he's so good, like with all the, I mean, he's basically doing the whole thing, let's be real. I'm just singing and then playing the steel pan. He has all the other instruments and he's doing all the
It's so good
editing,
for him
so
because he, you know, his residency, it's so stressful and it's like his
yeah.
release, his therapy.
That's
So
true.
I'm sure he, and sometimes I think he benefits from having someone else that's interested in kind of to do something with. So it's not just him and
Right, because it's so boring to play
yeah.
music
And so
on
it
your
definitely
own.
gives
Like, it's
it
more fun with
a
other
different
people.
energy when you have someone joining in with you in a
Yeah.
project. So yes. Cool.
Well, before it makes it to
I
45.
know. You have 45 seconds.
We'll probably be talking about travel
Yeah.
again. If not, I don't know. We talk about whatever we think of, and
Yeah.
you just have to listen to
Yeah.
it.
But if you have ideas, do let us know. Or if you're
Yeah.
curious,
Otherwise, we'll just ramble every week.
yeah. If you're curious about how we go about things, or if you just want to me to ramble on about packing, that's cool too. I can do that.
Yeah, how she unpacks and packs everything in her closet because there's everything in her closet can fit in her suitcase.
I'm very proud of that fact.
Oh, man. All right. Until next week,
Right.
guys. See ya.
Bye.